The gospel aid present to us the prediction of Jesus about the destruction of the temple of Jerusalem. It became a shock news for those who are heard about it. Because at the time of Jesus, the temple was a beautiful, the significant symbol for the people of Israel. It's the place that they believed that the sacred place, the presence of God. You know that the temple of Jerusalem began the time of King Solomon, 960 before Christ. It was the time that also they were destructed by the Babylonians. They were exiled. So until the time of King Herod the King, the Great, he tried to rebuild again. At the time of Jesus, that temple was still not yet finished. It took about 46 years to complete it. Jesus predicted that this is going to be destroyed. That's why it become the shocking news for them, breaking news. But it's true. This gospel was written in the time of about 75 AD, about 10 years after the destruction, the second time destruction of Temple of Jerusalem in 70. So the words of Jesus became true. But however, this gospel was written after to the community of St. Luke. So they are the point there. It's not to threaten the people, but rather to give them the courage. This using the language apocalyptic. The language apocalyptic, they are the purpose is to encourage the people that are suffering of this one, that they may question themselves, where is God? Today, in different contexts, we still can experience this thing, this courage. We can experience the division in the world, the violence, even inside the family, as the gospel Jesus mentioned as well, that the father, the parent, brothers, relative, maybe handed you over, hated you because of my name. Today, in different contexts, we still have the same experience of this division, of violence, even in the church itself. If you try to read the news these days, you see even the cardinals with the Pope Francis, tensions in some point, huh? Because we are human, we have different opinions. I have my right, my way of thinking, you have your own way of thinking. Of course, as a human, nobody is perfect. So there are always the tensions of the divisions, that the great temptations is that the good for the devil that they tempted us. In the church, I have the conviction because before I decided to become a priest, the one point that I have much conviction of the Catholic Church is the unity. If this unity is not understand as we understand about the dialogue, human dialogue, or communication, or even the beautiful constitution at the Pope, Cardinal, Bishop, Priest, etc., but rather was founded on the love of the Holy Trinity, the love that continue to accompany us. So in the gospel today, Jesus want to call us also. At the end, the gospel said, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. So dear brother and sister, let us do not be discouraged the thing that we have heard, we have seen in this world, but rather open our hearts jealously generously and humbly to trust in the love and the mercy of God. I have been here more than a year, yet I haven't had any opportunity to celebrate the wedding that I mentioned before, but I have celebrated several of the funeral. You have learned one thing. I was in the midst of different religion here, the funeral. Not all of them are Catholics. It's good for me not to speak with those people about God, but rather about love. In every funeral, it seemed to me that nobody can deny love. All the problem can be solved, it takes only time. But one thing that we can do agree together that love is permanent, because love is God. So dear brothers and sisters, let us encourage to support one another, to open ourselves, to trust in that love and mercy. I have one phrase of Saint Teresa of Avila. I put somewhere here, but I don't know where is it, the paper. One of the wisdom words of Saint Teresa of Avila. She was one of the great contemplative nuns in the history of the church. She said, "Let nothing perturb you, nothing frighten you. All things pass. God does not change. Patience achieves everything." Amen.